Live from No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Guber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Guber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. Good to have you here. Here's three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a Florida man showing off to his friends and flashing around a handgun shoots himself in the leg while drinking over the weekend. Of course, you thought it was a sober event, right? Yeah, me either. Number two, the narrative coming from the combined effort of the U.S. government and their media PR folks is unvaccinated people are killing us, but who are the unvaccinated? You might be surprised. And number one, the truth about Hunter Biden finally being discovered by the mainstream media and the companies of this country. They are finally noticing that maybe Hunter is not as pure as the driven snow as they had tried to contend during the run-up to Election Day 2020. Hunter's latest little scam, using a straw to blow paint around on paper and then get people to pay him up to $500,000 for his middle school art projects. It's getting media companies to actually get up from the couch and ask, hey, what's he getting paid for? Are you sure that's legal? No, I'm not sure it's legal. I think it's a scam. Yeah, huge lies. And the major media outlets worked in concert, remember, not only for the Democrats, but some of their biggest competitors, the social media giants, to suppress the truth and spread disinformation throughout the 2020 campaign. Remember how they told you all about Hunter Biden's laptop? It was not really his laptop. And if it was, of course, it was a story made up by Russia. Russia! Or the Republicans, which are basically the same. Russia and Republicans are synonymous or the same thing. Remember all that? Remember how they ignored multi-million and, well, frankly, multi-billion dollar payouts to Hunter Biden and actually the whole Biden family? Well, now, even the media protectors can't look away from the Hunter Biden art scheme where he is selling his amateur, frankly, meaningless paintings for up to $500,000 each. But they say it's okay. He's selling to anonymous buyers. He won't be told who bought the art. Of course, nothing prevents him from being told later who bought the art. A little text, a little note, a little birdie could tell him who bought the art. Oh, by the way, Orestenko over here in Ukraine bought the art. They'd like a little help. And so on and so forth. Art, by the way, one of the sleaziest, dirtiest games there is, where money laundering and crooked deals are frankly considered normal. Well, listen to what CNN is now saying about this openly corrupt deal. We start with bite number four. Listen in. Here it is.
Like, this is a huge optics problem, an ethics problem, and making it more challenging is that it is art and the value is assigned. I mean, that's why you have critics saying different things. And so obviously the White House is trying to get some sort of wrap around this. They try to come up with an arrangement that could make it look a little bit better, but, you know, they're worried about it.
And there is a...
It's corruption. How do you make corruption look good? It's an advanced class of the White House, carried by not just Democrats. Republicans also practice this art form, dressing up corruption. Put a bow tie on it. It'll look good. Meanwhile, over at Fox, they tore him up as well for the openly dirty deal that, well, nobody's buying. Nobody. But yet, this White House, under the alleged leadership of Joe Biden, continues over the cliff into oblivion. Why not? Listen to this, bite number five. Go.
To me, Joe Biden not putting his foot down on this, I think, is very telling about why they're allowing it to continue. Because Hunter Biden made all that money at Burisma. He still has a 10% stake in a Chinese company. He has enough money. And Joe Biden isn't telling him, like, you can do your little hobby with your spit and your spittle in the pool house. You can't sell it until I leave the White House.
Your spittle, that's from blowing the paint around. Have you seen him make the paintings? I mean, honestly, he takes a straw and he puts paint on the paper and he blows it around. That's why he's talking about her spit and her spittle. It's unethical, borderline illegal, and completely par for the course for this family. Hunter Biden got, what was it, $1.5 million, $2.5 million? You know, when you have millions of dollars flowing in the door from unknown places every month, hard to keep up with. But maybe it was $2.5 million from the wife of the mayor of Moscow, Russia. And yet the press wanted to spend your time telling you about how Donald Trump was connected to Russia. Okay, go with that. Hunter Biden made $1 million a year from Ukraine doing nothing, showing up for board meetings every now and then in a place where he couldn't speak the language and didn't understand the industry. But don't let that bother you. And, of course, in China, flew over there on Air Force Two with Daddy-O, Daddy Warbucks, the now president of the United States, and put together a $1 billion deal. You know, isn't it interesting, in a day and age when everybody's quite clear that the biggest adversary we face on the planet is China, the White House and the media continue to say, Russia, 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 which is complete hogwash. You know it, and so do I. You've got this, so do I. And they continue to try to tell you that it's all about Russia and how dirty they are. Well, if that's true, then why did you get the money from the mayor's wife in Moscow, Hunter? Oh, and remember how they blocked all the information through the New York Post and elsewhere about Hunter Biden's laptop at all. It was suppressed before the election. The New York Post Twitter account was frozen. The information was frozen out. So you couldn't know about all of these things. Well, it's not really his laptop. Well, you know, that guy at the computer shop, he's shady. Well, you know, it's Russia that did this. This is a disinformation campaign. Well, there's one thing that was true in there. It certainly was a disinformation campaign, aided and abetted by the mainstream media and by social media. And this is a bit confusing, because when you have the New York Times and the Washington Post and MSLSD and all these other folks working in concert together to suppress the truth, normally these folks would compete against each other. Normally the New York Times would be competing for eyeballs with Facebook, who would be competing with MSNBC and whatever else. But in this case, they were all working together while Mark Zuckerberg was out buying voting machines for a small place in America to make sure the vote was safe and sound. Mark, we greatly appreciate your help. I mean, without Facebook, America would be lost, clearly. If not for you, Mark, thank you for stepping up and saving and spending $300 million to make sure we had safe and reliable elections. Yeah, maybe that's why 18 states now have passed voter integrity laws, much to the surprise and the shell-shocked reaction of Democrats. Well, when you have people selling middle school art for $500,000 a shot, people tend to get a little bit nervous about the integrity of the whole operation. Call me crazy. Whatever. Call me crazy, but it kind of blows up the integrity of the whole operation, which, of course, there was none. Okay. Did I mention it's good to be back? I'll tell you about my trip across the Midwest, looking at different colleges, universities for one of my children. Fascinating education. Fascinating in some different ways. We'll be talking about that. It's the Steve Gerber Show, back in the captain's chair, flying this ship. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect.
With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.